Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home in the East Bay Hills, just outside of Oakland, California, normally in the studios of Sports Byline USA across the bay in San Francisco, but we are all hunkered down here and social physical distancing, whatever you want to call it, still bringing you the program here live as we're about to hit 9:07 on the East Coast, 12:07 in the morning back on the East Coast, and wherever you are, it's great to have you with us. My name is Rick Tittle, as I mentioned, and this is the only nationally syndicated radio show that deals with the topic of video games on Sports Talk Networks. I mentioned Sports Byline. Go to sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live. Any emails, if you have a cheat code request, which I do at the end of the show, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. But we're also on the SB Nation network. Great to be on there. You can go to SBNationLive.com to listen to us stream through that way. And also fantastic to be on Sirius XM on the Dan Patrick channel. And got to meet Dan years ago at an NAB out here. And he is a very tall guy. That has nothing to do with anything outside of the fact I'm glad to be on his channel. And most importantly, on the American Forces Radio Network, it's 500 outlets in 177 countries, ships at sea, maybe even AWACS overhead, unmanned drones. You're doing a great job wherever you are, down in the subs. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. We know you love the video game. Stay safe. Come home soon. We have an interview coming up at about a half hour with Jerome Jones in Robot Entertainment. We'll talk about his new game, Orcs Must Die 3, on Stadia. Stadia is the cloud gaming service from Google that's supposed to take over the world here within the next 5 or 10 years. We'll ask him about how Stadia is going. That's right, console free. Also, cheat codes into the show, as I mentioned, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do. Most importantly, your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. What are you playing as you are... quarantined is a bad word, but wherever you are, what are you playing? What do you recommend? What should we stay away from? We'll talk about it together. We have 1 hour. Let's try and squeeze it all in as we do each and every week. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating, from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, rotting wood and fascia, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter, the nation's number one rated gutter protection system.
One of the things that I like the most is that I don't have to get back on the ladder anymore.
Leaf Filter starts by cleaning, sealing, and realigning your gutters. We then install our micro mesh screen over your existing gutters, which is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
Trying other products is what made us finally go to Leaf Filter.
And Leaf Filter's lifetime transferable warranty makes it an extraordinary value.
Leaf Filter is going to make my home more valuable, especially when I go to sell it.
Call 833-287-3435 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Call 833-287-3435 or visit GetLeafFilter.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. I'm a fan of our troops. It is the Video Game Review. In the next segment, I'll let you know what's coming out, what's new, what you got. And we'll also let you know the game that we're going to be giving away, as we always do, a new game with a very easy question to be answered. Not trying to get cute, just trying to give away a game. And then at 9:40 Pacific, we're going to have an interview with Jerome Jones, Orcs Must Die 3. Stadia is very interesting. As I said, you know, it's not going to happen anytime soon with cloud-based gaming services taking over. We're going to have another next-gen. Maybe it's last-gen. I don't know, but we're going to have a PS5 and an Xbox Series X coming out probably around Black Friday. So, and you'd think those things would have at least a 5 to 6 year life on them. But someday they think that you'll just be able to pick up a controller and whatever screen you have, just kaboom, 1080p, 60 frames per second, 4K, heck, by then 8K, whatever. Right now, if I think about my Netflix and my Amazon Prime and my Wi-Fi is kind of reliable. I mean, I'm on it right now. I don't want to insult my Wi-Fi or my show goes down the drain. I'm doing this from my house. But, yeah, I'm not a daydream believer in that just yet. But anyway, we'll talk to him then. The number to call if you'd like to chime in, and if you're a newbie or a hardcore gamer, everyone in between, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Email's rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's take a look at the mailbag real quick. Which means me clicking on my computer is not really a bag. And by the way, the Progressive guest line, get your quote on progressive.com today. Once again, 800-878-PLAY. The Dragon's Lair movie was getting some hype because there was a story coming out a couple days ago that the Hollywood Reporter had put out, and then Netflix, Twitter, that Ryan Reynolds is finalizing a deal to do a Dragon's Lair movie. And so this email comes from Gary who says, Rick, did you play Dragon's Lair knowing your age, LOL? Well, yeah, I'm not an elderly guy, but I'm not in junior high either. Dragon's Lair came out when I was in high school, and I was never into it. It was taking advantage of Laserdiscs. And Laserdiscs were supposed to be the next thing. And if you think about CDs and DVDs, they just were really big versions of that. And then if you think about what the GameCube had and the original PSP with the UMDs, Universal Media Discs, it was a little bit of a precursor. But what it was, and it was in the arcades, it was an if-then type of game. So you saw this very sort of Disney-esque animated thing, and you'd say, okay, I want him to do that, and I want him to do that. And I always thought that I was sort of just deciding what should happen in a movie. And that's why I'm not a big fan of the Naughty Dog games, like The Last of Us and Drake's Fortune and all that. I feel like I'm watching a movie, and I'm just saying, okay, now do this. And if you're into that, that's great. I'm not really into that. I'd rather play the video game. But Dragon's Lair was a big deal because it was, you know, if you think about adventure on the 2600 and you think about, you know, 4K worth of memory, not 4K on your TV resolution, it was a really cool thing to look at. But anyway, I didn't play it. I didn't think it was that great. But if you want a sort of to know what it was like, if you think about Bandersnatch, which was that really, I thought it was really cool. It was that Black Mirror episode that came out a couple of years ago where you basically, it's got the kid from the lead character from Dunkirk, and you basically decide what happens. And I like Bandersnatch, so we'll see what happens. Also in the email bag from Gina says, Rick, did you hear Boohoo, no new Switch models for 2020, your thoughts? I'm okay with that. And by the way, Nintendo has sold over 52 million Switch consoles. And this was from Reuters, I read it, and the CEO Shuntaro Furukawa, he said that, yeah, they're not going to expand the Switch hardware in 2020. And I don't think they need to. I'm sorry, Gina. I just don't think they need to. Now, if you want the specialized versions like a, you know, an Animal Crossing version, yeah. But if you think about the PSP, the PSP Lite, and then, you know, the PSP 2000, and then all the different GBAs when they came out, and the dual screen and the Lite, and it just that you already have the original Switch, and now you have the more portable friendly Switch Lite. You would think you wouldn't need more portable friendly, but of course, the Switch Lite, you have to, everything is DLC. With that. But right now, the Switch, think about this. And this is why Nintendo always goes last. They always say, if you're not first, you're last. Ricky Bobby, they don't care. They go last and they do what they want to do. You know, when the PS2 and the Xbox was having Blu-rays and DVD-ROMs, they're like, eh, you're not going to rent a movie and play it. We're going to have these little discs for the GameCube. And we're not going to be as high res as you guys. It's like, what are you doing? Everything about your specs, everything about your idea, you're behind Sony and Microsoft. Like, no, we don't care. And they crush. They come up with a Wii. And then Sony and Microsoft panic. Oh my gosh, now we need it. So the Switch came out. It's like, what is this now? The only time that you could say they got it wrong was the Wii U. The Switch has already way passed the Wii U. And it has also outsold the GameCube. It has outsold the N64. It has outsold the SNES or the Famicom. Remember the family computer? It's kind of funny it was called that in Japan. No, Mom, this is a family computer. It's not just for games. Trust me. So next on the list is, if they want to take over, is the NES, which sold 62 million units over its lifetime. The Switch still right now, it's going to set you back $300 for the original one. The Switch has outsold the Xbox One. And the PS4, though, is not going to get outsold, I don't think. The PS4 has sold 106 million units. Why? It only does everything. I know. I'm buying in. But they said by the end of this month, it'll be way past 60 million. The Switch is focusing on developing new games to keep the games flowing. And I do have, and I did download, Animal Crossing, New Horizons. And it's, you know, they talk about games, and we can get into this in the next segment, but games you should be playing. Right now, everyone's like, what should I be playing? What should I be playing? For me, I think you should just play what you always play. What do you love? But if you have more time on your hands, like some of us do, you might want to sink yourself into an MMORPG or an RTS type of game. Or, you know, if you always wanted to play a full season of the show, which I'm going to talk about next segment as well, or you want to play NHL or Tiger Woods, whatever, you want to play an entire round, a whole season, Hot Shots Golf, Everybody's Golf. Is that what it's called now? I got it on the PS4. I think it's called Everybody's Golf. The clap hands changed the name. This might be a good time to dive in, and then we'll get into the next segment. We'll also give away a brand new game. We'll start off with that. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get you in and get you heard. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we will talk to Jerome Jones about Orcs Must Die 3 on Stadia. The lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go ahead and give away the game. This game is called Lost Artifacts Golden Island. It's available for the PC and Xbox One. I have it here for the Xbox One. It is developed by Game On Production, and it is published by 8th Floor, kind of like 8 Mile. 8, not 8th Floor, 8th Floor. And very rarely, the games I give away, this is actually rated E for everyone. My question is, what color is the island? What do you mean? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Well, it's called Lost Artifacts Golden Island. What's the color of the island?
Literally?
I don't know. Try it. rick@sportsbyline.com. Let me just tell you the summary here. It's a top-down city building type of game. Claire and her team are in trouble again. Their airplane flew into a terrible storm and crashed on an uninhabited island in the middle of the ocean. When they woke up, our heroes went in search of help. After wandering a while, Claire found a village of Atlanteans and offered to help them get back to their homeland and teach the wicked ruler of the underwater world a lesson. And due to travel, an unknown country of secrets and mysticism in this exciting casual strategy game, Lost Artifacts Golden Island, a multitude of varied quests, over 40 levels, a happy plot, simple and entertaining gameplay in a mysterious world. All this awaits you right now. Restore the warrior statues, overcome challenges, manage resources, and construct buildings. Simple controls and a clear tutorial will help you get to grips with the basics of the game. Lost Artifacts, Golden Island, Restore Atlantis, and Defeat the Villain. So let me know.
Sounds like a little kid's game.
Maybe it is. Let me know what color is the island, rick@sportsbyline.com. Speaking of islands, I did download Animal Crossing New Horizons, and it's getting rave reviews, and they're saying this is a great game to sink into right now if you're at home. Metacritic gave it a 91. Open Critic gave it a 92. Eurogamer said the best that the series has had. Game Informer gave it a 9 out of 10. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. GamesBeat gave it a 9.5. I'll say this. I haven't had a lot of time to play it just yet. I just got it downloaded on the Switch. You'll think, oh my gosh, this is for 4-year-olds. Well, Animal Crossing always sort of lends itself to that. And it takes a while. You know, when people talk to you, it's... But they're actually saying real words. Like, they're saying real words. I said, "I'm talking about robots." And you're like, oh, yeah, you can actually kind of hear it. And you can say, where do you want to put your camp? Great. Go talk to him. Oh, you talked to him. Great. Now you want to go fishing. Oh, you caught a fish. That's awesome. Now go sell your fish. You're like, oh, I have no patience for this. If you have no patience for it, then you're not going to like it. I like the Animal Crossing games. They're a good change of pace for what I usually play, which is a lot of first-person shooters and such. Like, I was up until, I'm almost ashamed, I have this Rockstar schedule, I think a lot of us do, without being the Rockstar and all the perks and the great things that come with that, but you stay up till 3:30 in the morning and you wake up at 11. I spent a lot of time last night with a certain pump shotgun, which has no range and it stinks compared to the 7.25 I have in Call of Duty Modern Warfare. But I had incendiary rounds. But you had to get 15 kills with that right after reloading. So I did this stupid thing where I have to, as soon as I spawned, I shot around, reloaded, and then I had to try to get somebody within 5 feet of me. It took a bit of time, but I got it. I gotta say, the incendiary rounds, worth it. Very much worth it. So I need to do a little more Animal Crossing, which will, you know, definitely be, let's just say, a nice little change of pace. Talking about games you should be playing right now, we can get into that a little more. I know some people, the comedian Bobby Lee, who I've luckily had on my show in person many times when he's been to San Francisco, I just saw him down at the Comedy Store in L.A. like a week before they had to close because of the coronavirus. He says that he never sees his girlfriend and he lives with her. He says she's watching Korean soaps on Netflix. He says he's playing Stardew Valley. And if you think about Stardew Valley, you think, can I play it? Well, do you have a PC, Mac, Linux, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Vita, iPhone, or Android? And this is a small town farming simulator, and it is very addictive, to say the least. Another game I saw recommended is Factorio. This is Linux, PC, and Mac. This is about creating order out of chaos. And if you want to check that out on YouTube, and you can see your factory humming along with conveyor belts and furnaces and all those things, you can do that. Dragon Quest Builders 2, PC, PS4, and Switch. You could say that's Dragon's Quest meets Minecraft. It makes you feel creative. Slime Rancher, PC, Mac, PS4, Xbox One. It's a game about wrangling adorable, cheerful slime monsters with a vacuum gun. Check that out. Solitarica, Android, iOS, Mac, and PC. And this is a really beefed up solitaire game that people like. Tetris Effect, you know what that is. It's just a really trippy version of Tetris. Final Fantasy 14, PC, Mac, Xbox One, PS4, if you want to take the plunge. Civ 6, that's Sid Meier. Civilization 6, PC, Mac, Linux, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. You want to get back to the hex-based map and city building. A couple more. Baba Is You. That's a puzzle game. It says it's all about logic. I haven't played PC, Mac, Linux, and Switch. And I also got an email from Carrie who said, Rick, great game if you're stuck at home. The Witcher 3. Well, The Witcher 3, because, I mean, if you think about the whole world at war with some dark fantasy stuff, but if you watch the Netflix show, I think this would be a good thing to get into. I mean, there's so much gameplay in this PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. Now, I mentioned Gabe Kapler. He is the manager, or I mentioned the show. Gabe Kapler is the new manager of the Giants. He kind of came over with people raising an eyebrow, like, that didn't work out in Philly there, did it? But he's trying to, right now, stay sharp by playing MLB The Show. He challenged the new GM under Von Hornsetti, Scott Harris, came over from the Cubs. He challenged him to play MLB The Show. He says it's playing in managerial mode. And he says it's helping him look at tendencies. I've got the new MLB The Show, and it's the best sports video game franchise. It just is. You have to play a full season to really appreciate it. But everybody looks like, I'm a huge Oakland A's fan, being from Oakland. Everybody pretty much looks like they do in real life, outside of maybe one or two people. I mean, Sean Murphy, it's just a white guy with a big nose. But that's kind of how Sean Murphy looks. He looks like a white guy with a big nose. But you can play this game. And then, you know, we were talking last week about a lot of different, you know, we talked about F1 and the LA Kings. The Giants, which was supposed to be their opening day a couple days ago, they're supposed to play the Dodgers. So they broadcast online an MLB The Show sim game, and they just let it go. And they had Mike Kruko and Dwayne Kuiper, former Giants and their longtime play-by-play and color broadcasters, call the game, and the Giants lost. But, you know, I said Brandon Belt, you know, Kuiper, or yeah, Dwayne Kuiper, smoothie, he's very funny. He's like, Brandon Belt hits one into the triples alley, and I guess it's doubles alley for him. So they're trying to go with it. So It's all very cool how video games are helping out. All right, let's look at the new releases this week. These are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Disaster Report Summer, an adventure game for the PC, PS4, and Switch. Form is a PS4 puzzle game. Most of these are DLC. Below is an adventure game for the PS4. Convoy, a strategy game, Xbox One, Switch, and PS4. Biped is a platformer for the PlayStation 4. You have Namco Collectridge Cartridge 1, Namco Collectridge Cartridge 2, Atari a Collection 1, and Atari Cartridge Collection 2. These are on Evercade. Yes, they are on Evercade. You might say, what the hell is Evercade? Evercade is a retro games handheld console. And basically, if you want all these games, you can fire them up and get them. It looks like a little, what do I call it? Maybe like a little PlayStation Vita. It's a 4.3-inch screen. It's got a 5-hour battery. You can connect your TV with an HDMI as well. And a lot of people think it's really cool. But if you look at these collections, they're going to have Interplay Collection 1 and 2, Mega Cat Collections 1. Then they're going to have the Namco Museum. So all the Pac-Man games will come out. And then the Technos Collection. So you're talking Double Dragon, Crash Boys, River City Ransom, Super Spike V-Ball, Dodgeball, all that stuff as well. So people are getting creative right now. They have to. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to the man behind Orcs Must Die 3, and we'll talk about Stadia, because that is an exclusive to that cloud gaming service. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. they can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is our pleasure to welcome to the show Jerome Jones, and he is here from Robot Entertainment talking about the new title, Orcs Must Die 3. And, Jerome, thanks for being on the show. Am I to understand that Orcs Must Die 3 is going to be a Stadia exclusive?
Yeah, it is Stadia exclusive, and hopefully out this year, coming soon.
Do we see, I mean, obviously we see a lot of numbers up. People, especially here in California and other places around the country, ordered to stay home and around the world. What has this meant for Robot Entertainment with people wanting more and more content?
Well, I think in general, we don't have a problem with more and more content, especially when it comes to the Orcs Must Die series. I mean, it's a story-driven game with a lot of really easy pick-up and play. So I think it's good for the game industry, and I think it's good for Robot, to be honest with you.
What would be... I remember the last GDC, and unfortunately this one had to be canceled, but the last GDC we were all very excited to go over to Google and see what was going on with Stadia, and I wanted to see what the controller looked like. It hadn't come out just yet, and I like the look of it. It looks like a little bit like a DualShock PS4 controller, and with white,
yeah,
kind of Xboxy as well. But
yeah,
the whole notion of someday we won't need hardware anymore, that's going to take a while. Obviously, we have the PS5 coming out. We have the Xbox Series X as well. What would you think would be a date where we literally don't need the hardware and we just pick up a joypad and go at it?
Yeah, I think it's coming. I really do. I think it's coming soon. I think Stadia is the first step in that by far. I don't know if you have kids or anything, but my kids are almost exclusively to the point where they have almost everything they do is online now. They just have their accounts full of games, and they just play, you know, online exclusively. All their social, you know, all their friends online. They have friends in different countries, friends in different states, and I think we're moving in that direction pretty quickly. Now, as far as just picking up a controller and playing on any device, clearly Stadia is the first attempt to make that a reality. And from what I've experienced, it's pretty impressive technology. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people concern themselves with like lag and things that are maybe at a higher level or a more competitive game and stuff. But gosh, I've been pretty impressed with the tech overall. I think they're definitely moving it in that direction. I mean, I'm sure all the people know anything about Stadia right now, you're going to be able to pick up a controller and play on any, you know, any screen, and they've been proving that pretty well. It's pretty impressive.
For those who want to get involved, by the way, that Google was cutting the price, the 3 months of Stadia Pro, from $129 to just $99. So they're trying to get in as well. And, of course, Doom Eternal launching as well on Stadia service as well. Let's talk about Orcs Must Die 3, because this is a series that, you know, as I said, are another full iteration on it. But your fans who love this game, they hold you to a high level. So how do you take the consumer feedback when they say we want a little more of this and a little less of that?
Well, at Robot, we have a really extensive feedback process, and it comes from a lot of different places, not just fans. We also have a little we have a group of hardcore Orcs Must Die fans. We call them the Red Pod, and it's this group of really hardcore Orcs Must Die fans that we like to filter a lot of our stuff through very, very early. They give us tons of very very harsh feedback. I mean, they don't pull any punches. They give it to us straight, and some of them are super hardcore players. Some of them are casual players. We get the whole gambit of feedback from them, as well as, you know, feedback from a ton of other sources. You know, Twitter and all of our accounts. You know, Twitter and Facebook accounts and social media. And then we do a ton of playtest feedback within the company itself on a daily basis, where people are constantly sending me feedback. We took literally, I don't know, the first time Google was down to talk about the game, we were taking hundreds of lines of feedback on OMD1 and OMD2, kind of the things that people wanted to see in the new game and the things that people didn't want to see in the new game. So I would argue that in the end, as far as feedback goes, we're one of the better companies at getting tons of it, and I have to sift through all of that feedback and give responses to it, and it's never been a problem for us. We've always been used to doing it, you know, kind of the down and dirty way, where people are just sending in feedback, and I'm reading through all of it, and I'm trying to respond and make decisions sometimes on that feedback.
You know, I think it's cool that a developer like Robot, and you're still down there in Plano, right?
Yeah, we're right in Plano. I guess some people would call it North Texas, but yeah, the city is Plano.
Yeah.
Of course, right now we're all at home.
Yeah, no, no doubt about it. But I was just going to say, I think it's cool that you guys, I mean, there were a few times there where it didn't look like you guys were going to make it, and you got investments from some other people to keep you afloat, and it's you guys have fought the good fight. So what's it like to make it to Orcs Must Die 3 on a brand new platform and know that you guys kind of got through the rough times?
It's pretty exciting. We're in a real good place right now. I mean, originally when Google had showed us the tech and all the cool things about Stadia quite a ways back before we had even decided to do Orcs Must Die 3, and a lot of the guys at Google were big OMD fans, which we found out over time, and that just sort of brought the two things together and why we partnered up to do this. I'm excited about where Robot is right now. I'm also excited to do Orcs Must Die 3. The fans in the Orc series are very big on us evolving the story, and it's very simple to give fans what they want sometimes, because a lot of times what they want is just more of what we did in 1 and 2. So we try to give them that plain fact of just more of everything they love, and then we try to add a little bit to it to make it a new experience for people. But, yeah, I think things are really good with Robot right now, and we're very excited about the way things are going.
A couple more questions for Jerome Jones from Robot, talking about Orcs Must Die 3, a Stadia exclusive. Let's talk about the gameplay, because it's too simplistic to just say tower defense. How would you describe it?
Yeah. Well, it's third person for people who haven't played the game. It's a third person tower defense game, shooter controls, typical shooter controls to people who might know what that means, WASD controls. And on a controller, it'll be, you know, akin to a lot of other shooters and stuff when you're playing. But I think the coolest thing about Orcs Must Die is there's a couple specific things that I think are really good. And one is the way we sort of rate gamers and when they play the game. When you play out one of our levels, it's broken down into a performance after you complete a level of a 1 through a 5 skull performance, kind of like if you think about mobile games, like with a 3-star performance or something like that. We do it with skulls. and it's 1 through 5. And obviously the goal is to make, you know, is to 5-skull every level in the game. But one of the cool things about the skulls is even if you 1-skull, we always have to explain this too, because a lot of people consider, you know, a 5-skull performance the only way to win the level. And it's not necessarily true. You can go through the whole campaign and do a 1-skull performance and get through the entire campaign and then go back later with more upgrades and more things like that and just be a better player. And you can try to perfect your strategies and perfect your performances on all the levels. And I think that really allows for people to move through the campaign pretty easily without, you know, worrying about changing the difficulty. They may need to change the difficulty. We also offer 3 difficulties, but within each difficulty, you can 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 skull a level and still move through the campaign pretty quickly, which I think is a pretty cool way to allow players to see all the content. It's very easy to pick up and play orcs. I mean, you literally are placing traps and shooting orcs before they get to the rift. And mastering it is a completely different thing, though, because a lot of the hardcore players want to learn how to beat the part times, and they want to learn how to get the highest combos and things like that. And that takes a little time to master. So as with any game, the goal of being easy to play and hard to master has always been our goal, and I think Orcs does it pretty well.
No doubt about it. One quick question for you here. When you talk about, you know, all the Orcs and all the detail, and the graphics are so outstanding in this game, I just am amazed that you guys are able to pull it off without lag. How hard was that for your developers?
Performance was a really big focus on, I'm assuming you've seen some videos from the war scenarios, and that's really the new big thing in Orcs Must Die 3, besides an entire new story. The war scenarios have been a challenge. I mean, it's a lot of units on screen at the same time. The battlefields are completely trappable. And we had to do a lot of, technical and programmer magic to get the kind of performance the war scenarios needed to have. But in the end, we're pulling it off. We're playing it every day now with really good performance on Stadia, and it'll continue to get better and better as we refine it till we ship the game. But what you're saying is correct. The war scenarios look and feel very epic, and they're very overwhelming when you look at the armies coming at you, and it seems undoable. It seems like something you've not seen in a game before, but we've pulled it off pretty well. I think fans are going to be really, really surprised at the gameplay in the war scenarios and the frame rate and everything. It's very consistent.
No, it is. And just a couple seconds left. Do we have a concrete release date?
I am the powers that be tell me to just say this year. So
okay.
that's really all I can offer at this point. But yeah, we're doing well and we're playing it every day. And this year seems like the best way to answer that question these days.
All right, there he is, Jerome Jones from Robot Entertainment. You can go to robotentertainment.com/OMD3 to check out more of Orcs Must Die 3, a Stadia exclusive. That's Google's cloud gaming service. Thanks so much, Jerome. Appreciate it, and congratulations on the game. Let's catch up soon.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. All right, man. Take care.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story.
At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Just enough time for the cheat code. I do want to update you, though. I was talking about athletes playing video games. NBA has players playing each other in 2K. Trae Young beat the Black Falcon Harrison Barnes by 42. We thought that was pretty bad. But today, Andre Drummond beat DeMarcus Cousins by 52. I like Boogie. He's a good guy. I don't think he has a team right now, but who does? It just goes to show you, some people play games, and some people, they don't play games. And that was pretty much a whooping right there. Jerry has written, Rick at SportsByline.com. Rick, I know you love Dark Cloud. How do I get the Chronicle Sword and the Sword of Zeus? Good questions. The Chronicle Sword, you have to buy the Wise Owl Sword. You can get that from Mr. Mustache. You build that up. It turns into the Lamb Sword. After that, the Alt Lamelia Sword. Then it turns into the Chronicle Sword. That's just a straight progression. The Sword of Zeus, you get that when you get the Sun Sword, which you have to get in Maskalaka at Toto's house. That's after you complete the mission in his house. That builds up into the Big Bang Theory. No, the Big Bang Sword. And then that goes into the Sword of Zeus. And remember, in Dark Cloud, you have to use your repair powder or your sword will break. So make sure you keep your eye on that. That was one thing about that game which I loved, which was a bit annoying, is that if you weren't looking at it and it broke, you didn't use your repair powder, then that was it. All right, This is the third week we've done the show from my house. I don't know how many more we're going to do, but we're going to keep bringing them to you every week if we have to. And thank you for tuning in, and have fun playing video games. Coming up next, Sports Talk.